coming to you from the Radio for One studios in Franklin, Michigan. Welcome to the Detroit Cast.
Big fan.
Big fan.
A show not just free of charge, but free of FCC regulation.
Thank you for your support of the Detroit Cast.
Oh, there it is.
And without further delay, it's showtime. Please welcome the Detroit Cast. Here are your hosts, Mike and Jay.
I could care less.
I'm not the first person to say that. Good day. Welcome to the Detroit Cast. Mike and Jay.
Shalom, Big E.
King, how are you?
Quite well, as I watch E munch on the final chocolate Jew.
Yes.
Kind of presumptuous to take that, E. It was the last one in the yarmulke.
It was. And those are actually really good. I don't remember who sent them to us, but they are good.
So if someone wanted that chocolate,
I'm saving it.
It's been there for like at least a month.
To be clear, it was a chocolate Maccabee.
Chocolate Jew, yeah. You said that. Anyway, thanks for stealing, E. Now we need to get our chocolate Jews replenished.
How are you, Mike?
Oh,
seem to be a little under the weather today.
Yeah.
Are allergies hurting you today?
Yeah,
Mike?
My eyes are really itchy. They feel swollen. I don't know that they are. Do they look swollen at all? No.
You always look a little,
Yeah, puffy.
Just a little.
Yeah. I'm getting tired. I like walk into the backyard and it's just like raining shit. And I feel it like immediately. So anyway, I'm fine though.
Well, you should come inside and stay in here.
I'm protected in here. I'm safe in here. Well, welcome to the show, everybody. A lot to get to. We never mentioned yesterday, Jay, that when you guys were up at
Frankenmuth.
The Muth for the beer expo, that you guys went by Old Time Photo.
We did go by Old Time Photo so that E could get a series of photographs, which I thought went quite well.
Yeah, I did too. He makes a decent-looking whore, right? You were a whore in the one I saw.
I guess.
You were wearing lederhosen in another one.
Yep. He was a cowboy. He was a saloon whore, lederhosen guy.
I just saw the one with him wearing the lederhosen with like a beer stein.
That's actually a great picture of E. I like that
one.
Dang it. His knobby knees showing.
Yep, there he is. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see it.
Yeah, that son of a bitch.
So weird.
It's actually a great shirt, man, in person. That's a suede shirt. It's like the real deal.
Really?
Yeah.
So do they
he said it was, they were, it's the official one that they wear at the restaurant at Bavarian where I go every Christmas.
Really?
They'll wear, the busboys and the servers will wear those.
So do they have those shorts in like 10 different sizes?
Yeah, he's just got racks and racks of stuff. Because what they'll do is they'll have whole families come in,
Mm-hmm.
And I was scrolling through his Twitter feed today and there was probably a family of 30.
What?
Yeah, some kind of like family reunion or something. They did like this whole Western theme.
Really?
And so they've got tons of shit.
Wow. Yeah, they're you and E. There's E as a whore, right?
That's E as a whore. Yep.
Drinking Jack Daniels?
Yep.
Is that what it appears to be?
He was in a bathtub with his shirt off. It's quite revealing.
Yeah. Did you get any?
I took a video. I'll throw that in the members area.
Okay.
But yeah, we'll be posting some of these pictures. They're just ridiculous.
I can't believe how good they look, man. They just look so good. The photo quality, everything. It's really impressive.
They do a good job.
I want to go up there and check it out in person. I know you and E have now both done it.
Right.
But it's very cool.
Go see Jamie.
Yeah.
He did tell me if I ever were to be able to get a date, I could bring her up there, and he would take care of me. So.
Yeah, he's like, we'll all fawn over you. When you walk in, we'll act like you're a big star. He's like, fuck yeah.
Hell yes. Ask for a picture, maybe an autograph really quick. Do it upright.
Now I just need to get the girl.
You could hire some paparazzi outside to take a few pictures of you as you're going in.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. Hey, we're all looking out for you. We're all trying to help. Anyway, moving on. I wanted to mention that because I thought those pictures came out so well. Bob Seger, I think you mentioned it last week, Jay, that his show sold out, 4 days before?
It went on sale, right?
That just doesn't seem
fair. Just went to fan club members, essentially.
Yeah, for his final DTE performance. Well, he is going to have a final Palace
It almost couldn't be more fair, really, if you think about it. Like, his fan club should get those, right? People who support him.
But
I know a lot of people signed up just to get those. But if you're that interested in it, maybe you do deserve to get them.
Yeah. I don't know. It makes it very frustrating that you can't be a part of that. Like Pearl Jam, getting Pearl Jam tickets now is almost impossible.
Well, you knew Bob would do what he's doing, though.
You did.
And this isn't going to be the last show either. Bob's not just going to fire it up for one or two shows. If he's getting the band back together, they're going to do like seven of them.
Maybe. You seem to think he's going to do that at DTE. I don't know about that, but I could see him doing a string of dates at the Palace, right? Why not?
No, I said Little Caesars. I said this DTE thing was just a
like intro a warm up.
Yeah.
Well,
wherever it is, my point is, he's going to do a string of them.
Yeah. I don't know. He just hasn't seemed that much like performing of late. But yeah, why, if you're going to pull out the band, why not do it every weekend for 2 months? Well, I guess we'll see. But looks like he'll be performing at the Palace for the final time on Saturday, September 23rd.
Sure, the final time.
Mm-hmm. Is this like Kiss's retirement tour for the fifth time?
It's like a boxer retiring.
Yeah. It'll be his 17th performance there. Tickets will go on sale at 10 a.m. on June 9th. I don't know if those will be like fan club people can go buy all those too. I wouldn't think fan club people would eat up 17,000 seats though, you know?
Hmm.
It seems odd, but
Well, I think you can for those fan clubs, I think you can just sign up for like $15 or something.
Can you?
You know? That's what Sarah did when she got us Eric Church tickets.
Oh yeah.
She was like, "Well, if we just sign up for the fan club, then we get first dibs at tickets."
We did that for GNR too, where someone had a
probably
city card or something and we were
Yeah, there you go.
Remember that? Like if you had a
That might have been Sarah too.
Yeah, yeah, it might have been where you could just like 2 days before you could go get tickets mm-hmm. and which we did.
It's just the new tax on tickets now, I guess, right? If you want the tickets, you just pay this extra amount up front.
Well, it really does play to the one percenter crowd. I know when Motley Crue was doing their final tour and it was like they were available to Sin Club members or whatever their fan club was then. And, you know, if you wanted any hope of getting down anywhere near the stage in those first rows, it was thousands of dollars for these packages
mm-hmm.
where you can have a super fan anywhere in the world that's willing to plunk down $3,000 for a ticket and get those. But it just really kind of eliminates the little guy. And to combat what you're talking about, people just signing up for the day, getting their membership credentials and ordering tickets, Pearl Jam like has a whole structure. Like, depending on seniority, how long you've been a member, have you been an original member for 25 years? You get, you know, dibs to, you know, you're in the lottery. You get better chances at that. But because I was a member for a couple of years for some of the things they would send out and opportunities to get tickets. And I applied for them and I never got them.
Hmm.
Like, it didn't. So it's rough, but it's, you know, it's a new world we're living in with these ticket sales for sure.
Hey, Mike, you're no longer at your previous employer. Should your 401k still be there? What's your answer?
No,
probably not.
Probably,
what are your options? No,
absolutely not.
What are your options? You need to go talk to Merck. Leave the money with that plan, roll over the assets to a new employer plan, roll over to an IRA, or cash out the account value. Call Mark Leibovitz at LPL Financial for a complimentary consultation to see if an IRA rollover may be the right decision for you. Call 248-626-2000 and ask for Mark.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
Merck is great. Give him a call.
Yes, please do. Did you? I think we started watching the Billboard Awards last night when we wrapped things up
on our way out. Yeah, I caught a little bit of Celine Dion.
I was moved. Heart will go on. Yeah, she was.
Yeah. Far, wherever you are. Yeah, I was moved.
Were you?
She was moved to tears herself. Dude, did you see that?
Yeah, I did. She brought herself to tears.
Yeah, she did.
Her own greatness brought her to tears.
She stood there in that stupid-ass dress with a big shit on her shoulders and her little skinny like giraffe neck.
People are raving about that dress, dude.
She's gross.
Yeah, she is. So she did, that was the 20th anniversary of Titanic is why she did that performance. And as you said, she did bring herself to tears, overwhelmed by her own greatness.
She literally was, E.
No, I know. She was.
She stood there and just looked out at the crowd and just wept.
They said tons of people in the crowd were weeping as well.
Come on, man.
I know. I don't really understand it. Speaking backstage after the performance, she admitted she was battling tears throughout the song as she declared she still feels it is a very big honor to be part of the movie. From 1997. All right. Being a part of a classic is very big. It's a very big honor, and especially being here tonight after 20 years, you might think and feel like, ugh, I'm going to have to sing this Titanic again. But when the lights, when nights like tonight happen and everybody from 6 to 8 to 15 years old, they weren't even born when the movie came out, and they're singing along, all singing with James Cameron, James Horner, it was emotional. I was like, hold your tears, hold your tears.
Just think of the thousands of times she's sung that song.
Ugh,
you'd think by now it'd be like, yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm. She said that, by the way, that song wasn't even supposed to be in the movie. Like, James Cameron was like, I do not need a song to wrap up my perfect movie. And then this other guy, this James Horner that she mentions, is like, dude, let me just play you this demo. Let me just play it for you.
Far across the distance, I feel you, I see you.
And Cameron was like, yeah, you're right,
Cameron
Horner.
Was like, dude, you nailed it. This song stays. It's perfect.
From gym to gym, this is perfect.
Yeah. A couple other things, and we will not belabor on the Billboard Music Awards. Most of the people, I will admit, I don't even recognize
anymore.
How bad
do you hate Drake, by the way? You a Drake fan?
No.
In any way?
No.
I just cannot stand his style.
Yeah, I can't really either. E, can you pull up a picture of Drake last night? Drake's dad.
Drake's dad.
Drake's dad took the stage along with Lil Wayne after...
Drake's dad and Lil Wayne, all right.
Yeah, and Drake, right. His whole entourage. But yeah, his...
oh, this, dude?
Prince, hold on before you pull it up.
Oh, yeah.
Prince Michael Jackson announced him. Like,
what is with Jackson's kids, dude, right now? Over the last year, they have been front and center, man. Their PR machine is grinding away.
Yes, yes.
Trying to make them relevant in some way. What do they do? I think the chick is trying to be a model.
Okay.
But what is this dude? Isn't he like kind of a little fat kid or something?
Yeah, a little bit of a nerd fat kid, but they're like, to announce the big award of the night, ladies and gentlemen, Prince Michael Jackson. And I'm just like, are you shitting me? This guy's announcing the biggest award of the night at the Billboard Awards? Why? Why?
Hmm.
He's like, you know, and of course they all come up there, you know, my father believed
by your quote father. Right. We got it.
Sure. So he was out there for some reason. Yeah, looking like a douche. And then, so Drake gets announced as the winner. And
he's not fat. I guess his face is just fat. I apologize.
He was fatter.
Okay.
He was. He definitely had some more baby fat on him that he's gotten rid of. But Drake's dad stole the night for me, dude. I mean.
What dude do?
Well, he was wearing a
mustache. What did that gentleman do?
He had a mustache. I want to meet his mustache so bad. I mean, it shamed Steve Harvey's mustache.
Is that right?
And then the purple suit he was wearing. Oh,
he wore it all well, huh?
Yeah, you gotta. Well, here, I'll pull this one up. I didn't realize you were looking for a specific.
God damn you to hell, Lee.
Well, I mean, it's him. I mean,
wow.
Look at that.
Is that a cape he's wearing?
It appears. I don't think so. I think it's a shoulder padded suit with what appears to be the background on Larry King Live.
Dude, that's a great call. That's a great call. His shirt is the background of Larry King Live. Oh, my God.
The colorful dots that made up the screen behind him.
Oh,
and why the coming out party for Drake's dad last night?
I don't know.
Number one, would never think that's Drake's dad.
Yeah.
But number two, why is he relevant, man?
Well, when he came up on stage, they all came up on stage. There they are. There's that son of a bitch.
I love it, actually, now I look at it.
I knew you would, the purple.
I would wear that suit.
Purple satiny looking suit.
Yeah.
Looking
and then
easy.
They've all got like a fifth of Courvoisier or something, and they're all drinking it up on stage.
Of course. It's awesome.
But look at that dude. Doesn't he look like a Steve Harvey meets Grimace in a park somewhere?
Yeah.
Look, you know?
Yep. That's a great look, man.
Yeah. So he kind of stole the night for me. And then Cher was the other one.
Ah.
Making all the noise.
I saw a still picture of this, Mike. I was troubled by it.
Were you?
She's in her 70s, right?
She's 71.
Okay.
Hot enough to bang at 71. I'll give her that. But it's just one of those things when you see it, it's like, what are we doing, Cher? You're like a nana, 71.
Yeah, you're not hot enough to show your titties.
Yeah, or your ass. She actually donned the original outfit. Remember from the video on the Navy ship?
Oh, yeah,
it was
yeah.
all black and her ass cheeks. She wore that outfit for a second
song. Very high cut, upper snatchy.
Yes, exactly. What was that for? That was for... If I could turn back time. She wore the big
if
fucking
I could
wig.
Find a way.
Do you have any video of this last night, E? You might have just the first one.
This part, I guess.
Do you believe in love?
Yeah, those are like her boobs sticking out, eh?
Isn't that weird?
Yes. Because she does look like a nana in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Just be proud that you look pretty good, you know, but put some clothes on and do that.
It's just so funny the need to feel like that. Like, I don't know, would it be weird if she came out in like business casual? You know what I mean? Like
California casual.
I mean, would. What is the respectable thing to wear?
Just cover it up a bit, you know?
Yeah.
I don't have any problem with something shorter. You know, she looks good for 71 for sure. But
yeah.
Don't need to hang your titties out.
I mean, her titties are full. She's got pasties on them.
Nobody's talking about Cher today without her titties hanging out, though.
Yeah, I know. And people are acting like she's the great. She won like an icon award last night. Do you think of Cher as like, I mean, she's been doing it for so long. I guess it's fair to call her iconic.
I don't know. The three songs that you just kind of sang, rattled off, are the only ones I can think of. And then there's the Sonny and Cher, I Got You, Babe.
Don't discount Sonny and Cher.
I Got You, Babe.
Mask, Moonstruck.
Yeah, those two movies, okay.
I liked Mask. I liked Mask a lot. So she went in and...
You do like large facial tumors, though, let's admit.
I know, yeah.
You are partial to those.
Who was that? Was that a young Eric...
It wasn't Eric Stoltz, was it?
I think it was.
Maybe we looked that up once and we're kind of shocked. Like, yeah, no shit. That was Eric Stoltz.
Yeah, I think it was Eric Stoltz. Pretty impressive that she could still wear that black see-through lacy thing all these years later. I mean, that was in the early 90s.
Dude, but anybody can put that on. The question is, how do you look in it?
E, can you find a picture of her wearing that last night?
You know, E could put that on.
I don't think I could put that on, dude.
Can you find it, E?
While you do that, the Hamlin Pub supports the Detroit Cast, so let's make it a point to support the Hamlin Pub. With locations in Rochester Hills, Clarkston, Chesterfield, and two in Shelby Township, you know there's one near you. The Hamlin Pubs have great food, ice-cold drinks, tons of craft beers, plasma TVs, ready? Plasma? Yeah. Games and great entertainment. Come on by or book your reservation today at hamlinpubs.com.
There she is, Jay.
Okay, so she looks like a caricature of herself.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to be that guy that's like, put some clothes on, covered up, Nana. But that's kind of how I feel in a lot of respects. Like, it's almost demeaning. For a 71-year-old woman, we're looking at pictures.
No, I don't believe that. Okay, that's an altered version of what she wore in 96 or whatever it was. Pull up a before and after, because that she's definitely wider.
But that's probably stretchy. You could probably stretch into that shit years later. She did give a little heartfelt speech. And as she picked up this award, I wanted to do this since I was 5 years old. I've been doing it for 53 years, and I can do a 5-minute plank. Not bad.
Why would she has to say that?
I want to thank my mom, she goes on, because she said, you're not going to be the smartest, the most beautiful, the most talented, but you'll be special. It's a nice thing to say to your kid, right? Did you ever say that to your child?
I've never, no.
So anyway. She says she doesn't like the idea of getting older. She's shocked she can still perform at her age, as she thought she'd be dead by now. I don't know. I haven't heard a lot of banter. I don't know. Was any of that stuff lip-synced? I guess you guys didn't
lip-sync.
See it.
I would assume so.
Yeah, which doesn't feel as fun to me, but...
It certainly doesn't.
Yeah. Are you finding an old picture, E, from that video?
In
the 90s, yeah.
What was the video? I don't even remember, dude.
Turn Back Time.
Oh, that was the joke. Okay.
That was hot at the time, though, dude. No, when she was walking backwards, I didn't like her butt. I think she had butt cheek tattoos.
Yeah, I sort of remember that, too.
Or something that was like, ugh, that's kind of gross, but...
No, I remember her getting kudos then because she was older, quote-unquote, then.
Yeah, she would have been almost 50 then.
Really?
Yeah, this probably. Is not the same, dude.
Not the same outfit, just a replica. Yeah, dude, that's a totally different outfit.
Is that
one
weird...
doesn't even have like sides to it, the hips or whatever. It's just going right up the snatchy.
Is that a weird looking vagine in that outfit?
Definitely.
Why is that so weird? Is it too much of a gap between the thighs? Is that what's going on there?
Yeah, that's troubling, Mike.
Yeah. Her titties look a lot bigger now, too. I'm imagining she's had a lot of work done.
Cher?
Yeah, go figure. What a life, dude. From, you know, having
Wasn't she one of the first ones to have a lot of facial work and just like be open about it? Like, whatever.
I know Joan Rivers was. Cher might have been too. But, you know, having your husband die slamming into a tree, having your daughter turn into your son.
Hair first into a tree.
Yeah. Ugh. Poor guy. Anyway. Yeah, she was really against her kid too being trans. Remember that? She was not on board with that shit early on.
Chaz.
I know. I didn't even want to say it. Did you see Michael Flynn is taking a knee?
Yeah, taking the fifth, right?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he?
Yeah. I guess they subpoenaed him and they want all his records of his notes. This is, of course, the former national security advisor, Michael Flynn. And, yeah, he's he's pulling the old self-discrimination thing in the Fifth Amendment.
Self-incrimination.
So, yeah. What did I say? Discrimination?
Yeah.
Self-incriminating. Anyway, his decision comes less than 2 weeks after the Senate Intelligence Committee issued a subpoena for his documents as part of the investigation into meddling. Remember, he wanted immunity. That was his big thing. He wanted immunity before he was going to discuss this stuff. Does this move doesn't surprise you, does it?
No.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he? You know, it's such a witch hunt.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what that means. So that did they even bother bringing him in to ask him?
I really would have thought hard about giving him immunity because he could be the gateway to.
Dude, he could be huge.
Yeah.
I wonder why they didn't. I know they don't like to give that out if they don't absolutely have to. Could they still circle back and give him immunity?
Sure.
Yeah. I wonder if they'll do something like that.
Yeah, because otherwise he's just going to sit there and go, no, plead the fifth.
Yeah.
Plead the fifth.
Will they drag him into the thing to have him sit there
just
and say, plead the fifth?
They may very well.
Really? Hmm. God, we talked yesterday, Jay, about the closing of the circus and all that kind of stuff.
Tough day.
It was a tough day. I guess it got very emotional in Nassau, in the Nassau Coliseum last night. A lot of tears were shed as they wrapped up the circus for the final time.
As tigers went hopping off in their hind legs with little bow ties on.
They were waving to everybody. Thanks, everybody. Thank you for your time. And this story about, you know, interacting with animals, people interacting with animals, I couldn't help but chuckle. I know it's a sad story, but did you hear about, and it's kind of a big deal today, that the big game hunter that was killed over the weekend?
Yeah. A lot of people are kind of like, serves you right.
Yeah. This is a South African safari leader, big game hunter, crushed to death Friday when an elephant was shot and fell on top of him. And it's really hard to feel sorry for that, isn't it?
Sorry.
Theunis Botha was hunting with a group in Zimbabwe when they came across a breeding herd of elephants.
The Zimbabweanese.
Mm-hmm. They quickly began to shoot. So they see a herd of elephants, family.
A herd of elephants.
Yeah. And they just start firing on them. One of the elephants is then said to have picked up. So the gunfire obviously spooked them, and they were like, you motherfuckers, and started to run at them, at the shooters. Yeah. And then one of the elephants picked up this dude with his trunk.
Wow. It's like a movie.
Yeah. As another guy started firing on the elephant. And so the elephant's like, I'm hit. And he's still holding this guy and throws him down and then falls on top of him.
The guy who was trunked.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
What a way to go.
Yeah, that's a hell of a way to go. He's got a wife and five children. She's expected to make the trip over to Zimbabwe in the next few days and collect him.
Think of that. You got picked up by a nose and then fallen upon.
Yeah, it's a sad way to go, I suppose, but, you know, I know a lot of people are going to be like, fuck you, dude. You go out just shooting at animals like that, you're going to get killed, and you probably should be. And that's kind of how I feel. Like, dude, it's not a fair fight. If you want to go fisticuffs with an elephant in the wild, go ahead. Do that. When we see a guy square up with a kangaroo, it's just plain funny.
It's great.
But these guys that have these animals penned in an area, these breeding animals, and then you take some giant gun out there.
Yeah, it's one thing to actually stalk and then hunt.
Yeah.
But when it's just on a preserve.
It's kind of like your dumb turkey fucking.
Where you're given prices up front. Like, should you shoot an elephant, it'll cost you this.
Really?
I'm sure.
Ugh.
Yeah, I'm sure they know up front. If you take this, if you take this, if you take that.
You have to pay $50,000 to kill
a lot of money, man.
Whatever, yeah. Anyway, well, he's not going to be doing that anymore. But his whole gig, too, is he would travel to America, find wealthy Americans that really wanted to shoot an elephant or shoot a lion, and then charge them a boatload of money to take them out there.
Oh, this was a guide who died?
Yeah, well, he's a well-known, like, big game hunter, and he does some guiding work.
I thought he was like a Texas oil man or something who went out there.
No, But that was his thing, was, you know, tracking down rich people and seeing if they wanted to kill someone. Poor lion had to die, or the poor elephant had to die over that. Feel bad for him. The other animal on
man attack.
Yeah, I've been waiting patiently for this. Yeah. I can't tell you how many times I've seen this on various websites, and I want to click on it, but you told me not to.
Yeah, well, I just wanted your natural reaction. I mean, it's not that crazy, but it's it happened in Canada, British Columbia, and they're
Rivers
all
to the north.
Yeah, and you know these. I took video of this out in San Francisco, and you've got all these sea lions up on the. You've all seen those at the pier, and I took video of them as they were fighting. Get off! They were playing their own version of King of the Mountain.
Yeah,
which was awesome. And so this little girl's. I think this family was trying to feed the thing. You know, like yeah. And it didn't go so well. There was one hero in the group, though. There you go.
Little mustachioed guy sitting there in the water.
Yep, there he is. All right, guys.
So the little girl's going to be sitting on the pier.
Yeah. Go ahead, you can fast forward. Oh, yeah, it's cute.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
That's the girl in the pink lashes?
Yeah.
The damn music.
I don't
man.
Know, dude.
Hockey. Nice video you found.
Well, you can pet him, get a little closer.
Little
if you
girl
want.
Sits down on the pier and shit! Oh,
oh my god!
Little sweet pie.
Look at that poop.
Wow. Sweet pie got yanked.
Holy shit.
He's like, you guys ready for a panty shot? Get it.
Boom.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Guy didn't hesitate, though. He's right in there.
Dude.
Lost his glasses and everything.
I know. It's nice to see, though, that not everybody was just like, get my camera out. Let's film the little girl being taken down. But isn't that great?
I would assume he's a family member or no.
Do we know who he is? I don't know that he's been identified yet. He's believed to be a relative, last I read.
Would you expect him to get his camera out and film?
No, not the family member. Yeah, so anyway, he gets her out of there. I don't know what the thing would have done to her. I mean, I suppose it could have dragged her underwater.
She's got has some fangs, man.
Yeah.
Oh, take a little chunk.
She probably won't get too close to the water anytime soon, you know what I mean? Poor thing.
Yeah.
I know, it's a funny video just like thinking how much that would shake a kid. Like, could you imagine Sweet Pie being dragged into the fucking water by a sea
she
lion?
She would not like sea lions anymore.
No, would she have a real issue with them? I don't blame her.
I don't like those anymore.
Oh, yeah. Other stuff in the news today, Jay. See, Cosby's jury selection is underway.
Yeah, the Cos. What's he in? Pittsburgh, is it? Tried in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
They moved it out of the county he was in because of that whole prosecutor issue.
Yes, exactly, because of that election where the prosecutor, the Democratic prosecutor that was coming in was like, I'm going to open this case and go after it. And that, a lot of people believe that's why he was elected.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that was in Montgomery County. I've got a little Q&A thing here. That's like, why is this jury being picked in Pittsburgh? And that's the reason. What would it be like to serve on this jury?
Fun as hell.
You think so?
Yes.
Being
sequestered. I want to be on any jury.
I know you do. Cosby would be fun, but being sequestered for 2 weeks.
Be worth
300
it.
Be miles worth from
the story.
Home.
Be worth the experience.
You think so?
Fuck yes. E, you in?
Oh, hell yes.
Into the mic.
Are you kidding me? Yes.
What are you gurgling there?
Water.
Oh, sorry, Osh.
I didn't think I was going to be called on to answer right now.
But
I'd be in for sure.
How bad would that suck being sequestered at the hotel
awesome.
At the courthouse?
I don't know. I mean, it's all relative. You're on the Cosby jury.
Yeah.
Worth it. For 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Could stretch to 4 easily, though. Got to realize that.
Well, they said the court officers will keep close tabs on the cell phone use, TV time, and reading material, given the huge media coverage that they expect for this. So what kind of jurors will the defense seek, Jay?
I want to know what hotel they're being sequestered
defense
into.
Defense will want a bunch of black dudes.
The defense will likely seek jurors who are black, male, and older, perhaps celebrity worshipers.
Really?
Black jurors may be more willing to doubt police and prosecutors, while older jurors may blame the victim for being in the married Cosby's home. Which is probably true. And celebrity worshipers may be sympathetic or try to form a connection to the star. How about the prosecution? They want younger jurors. They want people with more modern views on sex harassment.
People who sign contracts before they have sex. That sort of juror.
Yeah, exactly. So they're like, well, this was an acquaintance situation between the Cos and that the lesbian chick from Temple. And so kids nowadays or younger people nowadays may be more aware of acquaintance rape and those kinds of things and not reporting fast. Will the jurors be identified? Judge Stephen O'Neill plans to keep the jurors' names private. And they said that jurors that are too eager to serve on this may have ulterior motives. I don't know how you'd seek that out. How you'd go about finding someone out that like it seems too eager to be a part of the.
You could tell just through questioning.
Really?
Yeah.
If they know who Stan Burt is, that type of questioning, you mean?
I mean, just like anyone else would give away an emotion. I don't know. Just yeah. through meeting someone, you might be able to. They might tip it off. Like they want to write a book or some shit.
Yeah, I didn't know they were allowed to do that, but a lot of them do write these books afterwards. Can judges close that stuff and not let them do that?
I don't think so.
No?
No. I think you're allowed to write about just, your experience.
Yeah. Is it just the defendant that can't capitalize?
Profit from it? Yeah. Why wouldn't a juror be able to just tell the story of what they experienced? Like,
yeah.
Hey, this happened to me.
I guess, as long as you covered up people's names.
What happened to me happened to be Cosby's trial. Read about it.
Yeah. I suppose that makes sense. Cosby's not expected to testify, so.
That guy seems to have an ego enough where he might push back on that a little bit. You know, the defense attorney's going to be like, never, ever put a lying guilty defendant on the stand because it's the first thing he learned in criminal law, right?
Yeah.
But this guy Cosby might seem like a kind of guy who might go, you know, I could talk him out of this. I could get out of this.
They wouldn't let him, would they?
It's his choice.
It's his call. I can't imagine he would do that. He thinks he's going to be found not guilty and go back to doing stand up comedy.
Yeah.
Dude, what are you thinking? What are you doing?
Dude, even if he is not guilty, the stand up comedy thing is done. I don't know how he doesn't see that. Right? Like, even if he gets off on this trial,
yeah.
That's done, dude.
He'll be forever heckled at shows.
I mean, push aside this issue. The dude's just old as shit and not that funny anymore, is he?
I know.
What is he, 78?
Yeah,
something like that?
I can't imagine. Like, we saw him on Jimmy Fallon, was it? Oh, remember that? That last appearance that he did on Jimmy Fallon where he's just sort of riffing with Jimmy.
It was brutal.
And Jimmy
brutal.
Was like, wow, how do I move this along? It was unreal.
Dude, remember him fiddling with the pencils in the cup holder? Like Fallon had a cup holder on his desk with pens yes. and markers. And I don't remember even what he was doing, but it was like, are you kidding me right now? What are we doing here?
It was like a Dave and Chuck experience where it was just because he was laughing or he was making his jokes, people right. felt the need to laugh.
Yeah. So he's getting a lot of acceptance. That's got to suck to have to play ball with that Fallon. Fallon's the worst at it.
I know, dude.
Like, he will laugh along with anyone. He will courtesy laugh the shit out of you, no matter how bad you are. Cosby was a good example of that.
It's funny, like, on the Bill Cosby website, what would be in the news section of the Bill Cosby website? I think it's whatever these things are, but it's like, it seems like this isn't the most relevant news going on with
Bill Cosby.
No, it
doesn't, does it? What's that, the 11th of November of 2014?
Yeah.
His last post?
Oh, there he is, hungry. I with Enrico Benducci. Seems like breaking news.
Yeah.
He's 79, by the way.
79. They're not going to throw him in jail. He looks like he's facing 5 to 10 years. Would they put him in jail for 10 years?
Yes.
You think so?
If he's convicted of this, why wouldn't they?
Because I don't think they always do that with old as fuck people that are almost dying. No?
Put him in.
Yeah. Throw away the key. Well. I'm excited to see it. It'd be hard to serve on that jury because how do you not get a tainted jury? How do you not get people who know all about this story and just, okay, all you can focus on is this one girl, Andrea Constand. That's the only thing we're on trial for here.
Yeah, I think they're going to get people who admittedly know about the story, but if they can convince the two sides that they can be impartial about it, that's the best they're going to get.
Yeah.
I doubt they're going to get many people out of hundreds of people that they're bringing in, I'm sure, that are going to be like, yeah, I haven't heard about this issue at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, it'll be a fun thing to watch. I don't know how much of it will be made public, but I'm excited for it. And then, did you see, we finally heard from Billy Bush.
What's he have to say? Does he regret taking part in the conversation with Trump?
Yeah,
I don't know. The grab her by the pussy comment, right?
This is all about massaging your image to try to get back to TV. Is all this is.
It's so funny, but all he did do is laugh. He didn't even say anything. Like all he didn't do was say, hey, that's out of line.
It's crazy. Some of his comments make me laugh, though.
No, it was douchey. Remember, like, before, wasn't he talking before that? He was like, yeah, you hit that, right? Or something, or remember,
yeah.
Wasn't he like, he didn't say hit that, but it was really.
Yeah, he said something like, give Bushy a little hug, or something like that. He called himself Bushy.
Yeah, something.
And, was,
well, I guess I could.
Yeah, he, you know, we all know the pussy grabbing comments that were made, and he's saying I plan to return to the job that I love. He's still in touch with Matt Lauer, but he's heard nothing from the president. So yeah, he said it was locker room talk, and despite global outrage, went on to win the White House. Bush lost his job and could not even go on the air to apologize to people. Dude, there's many ways to go on the air and apologize if you're Billy Bush. You don't need the Today Show to do that. The experience, though, and you'll be happy to know this, Jay, has given him a newfound appreciation for the challenges women face.
How do you say it? I mean,
is that a lot of reflection, mirror gazing? How do you come to that realization? Now that I think about it.
You realize I'm completely fucked unless I say this.
Yeah.
This is my only way out of this.
In his interview, he disagreed with the president's characteristic of the now infamous conversation. Ha, I'm in a lot of locker rooms. I am an athlete. And no,
Billy
that is
Bush?
Yeah, that is not the type of conversation that goes on or that I've participated in.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Actually,
liar. It's actually very much.
Take it out of the locker room and just figure any group of guys.
Yes.
That's very typical.
He said he didn't take Trump's words seriously and thought he was merely playing up his larger-than-life reputation. He's a provocateur. Shocking statements flow like wine from him, and he likes to captivate an audience. I felt that he was being typically Donald, which is performing and shocking. When he said what he said, I'd like to think if I had thought for a minute and there was a grown man detailing his sexual assault strategy to me, I should have called the FBI. What? What?
How does he say this?
Oh my gosh, man.
Dude, imagine if the FBI guy is sitting there and he gets a call and it's Billy Bush from the Today Show going, Donald Trump on a hot mic said he's grabbed women by the pussy.
Like, who's this again?
Yeah. Did he grab you by your pussy? Then what are we talking about
here? The FBI was he going to call?
I don't know. He was just going to call someone in the FBI.
Say that. How does that come out of his mouth?
Yeah.
He had to answer to his 15-year-old daughter, Mary, who called him crying from boarding school to ask why he ever laughed at Trump's statement. I said, everything's going to be fine, Mary. She said, no. Why were you laughing at the things that he was saying on that bus, Dad? They weren't funny.
Because I'm a douche, honey. You know, I'm a pushover douche.
I stopped for a second, and I said, I have no answer for that that's any good. I am really sorry. That was Dad in a bad moment a long time ago. I'm really sorry you had to hear and see that. He admits he was wrong to laugh at the conversation. Bush says he wishes he'd changed the subject, but it was relative inexperience and the brightness of Trump's celebrity that stopped him. I was insecure, a bit of a pleaser, wanting celebrities to like me and fit in. There is an expression, meet them where they are for each person. So for Ben Affleck, you'd talk Boston sports and try to buddy up to him. But I went too far in my desire to keep this number one star happy. Ugh. Looking back on what was said on that bus, I wish I'd changed the subject. And think about that.
Yeah, I just grabbed him by the pussy, whatever. You can do anything you want to him when you're a star.
What do you think a good subject change would have been?
Yeah, well,
because he's thought a lot about this, and he's got a couple.
Oh, he's got one?
Yeah, he's got two
of them. I
was going
to say, I wish someone... Okay, so they did ask him, like, to what?
No.
He answers that? Or?
No, he just says it. Looking back, I wish I would have changed the subject. I wish I had said...
Because I wish that would have been the question by a reporter or whoever he was telling this to. Like what? You've thought about this. What would the subject be?
What would you think? What would be... Well, he went with...
Yeah, what's his answer?
I wish I'd said, does anyone want any water?
What?
Nobody said it had to be a great subject change, but that's what he went. That's what he should have gone with. Was, does anyone want any water? Yeah, I just grabbed him by the pussy. Ooh, does anyone want any water? And then he says the other one was, or, boy, it looks like it's gonna rain.
Oh boy, talk about the weather. When in doubt, talk about the weather.
Oh my god,
the weather. Why don't you just talk about your local sports teams? Could bring that up with him. I didn't have the strength of character to do it at the time. Since losing his job, he's taken up yoga and immersed himself in retreats in Napa Valley.
Oh, he's really...
What's his net worth? Is he anything?
Millions, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's a Bush, you know. I don't know how much that pays nowadays, but...
He's not a tree. He's a Bush.
He's a Bush. I'm a Bushy. You looking it up really quick? I bet 12 million.
Really?
Yeah.
Billy Bush. Holy shit.
Yeah.
I guess just four. Guessing.
Ooh. 9 million.
And that 3 million a year obviously has to be before, I guess, or maybe that's whatever, because it says he made 3 million a year. But
yeah, he's not making 3 million a year anymore.
Yeah.
No. Can you come back from this, or is this just like the guy that they've sent out? And I mean,
aren't there enough of these guys?
Yes, you know? There are.
Did he offer anything unique? I don't think he did. No, right?
Total ham.
Yeah,
total. You know,
so you can fill in with Mario Lopez or whatever.
Yeah,
sure. Then no, I think we're done with Billy Bush.
Really? Because when you in the big picture, you know, to E's point, he really didn't do much. I mean, he just laughed and was the official scapegoat for that whole thing. You know, to make it look like we take this very, very seriously. He shouldn't have laughed at that. Blow him out from. I think he was making $10 million to do that Today Show.
He's making a lot. I remember.
Yeah.
Well, regardless if he's truly to blame for it, I mean, you ask, should he come back? Can he come back from that? I just think no. I don't, in this climate, I don't, why would you? What does he offer?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, certainly nothing compelling in my opinion. It's all weak stuff, but
here's something compelling, Mike.
What do you got?
Trucks, 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 almost 150. That's how many Zot Ford has available. Right now, lease a new 17 Ford F-150 XLT Crew Cab 4x4 at just $199 a month. Yes. The number one selling truck on the planet can be yours for under $200 a month. Plus, you have almost 150 to choose from. This is only from your friends at Zot Ford and DealsInTheDE.com.
Hey, let's take a quick timeout. And
I think you need to blow your head.
Yeah. With a gun. Do you have a gun?
Nice.
And we'll come back and do, I believe you guys have a couple grievances.
You don't have one?
I don't really have one.
Happy as a clam? Nothing. Yeah. Nothing to grieve. Okay.
Well,
me and E have grievances.
Okay.
We'll voice those when we come back.
All right. Sounds good. Let's do that.
The Detroit Cast continues after this short break.
Hey, it's Steve Guevara, the general manager at Zot Ford and Holly and DealsInTheD.com. I have one word for you. Trucks, trucks, trucks. Almost 150. That's how many Zot Ford has available. Yeah, I know, that's way more than one word. But who's counting? More excitingly, lease a new 17 Ford F-150 for just $199 a month. Yes, the number one selling truck on the planet can be yours for under $200 a month, and you have almost 150 to choose from. Only from your friends at Zot Ford and DealsInTheD.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Kelly Menino, your event coordinator for the Hamlin Pubs. Did you know that Hamlin Pubs offer two private rooms at each location, both located in Shelby Township? We specialize in all kinds of events, from bridal and baby showers, dinner rehearsals, to corporate luncheons and wedding receptions. My team is committed to making your occasion your most memorable event. Give me a call today so that we can plan your next event. Call me at 586-596-1425 or visit our website at hamlinpubs.com.
Hello, TDC listeners.
Did you know that for less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can provide clean water for people living in a village in some shithole on the other side of the planet? Something else you can do for about the cost of a cup of coffee a day is become an official Detroit Cast member. This small gesture will help ensure that the Detroit Cast lives on for many years to come. It's simple. Go to DetroitCast.com, click on the Members Area tab, and choose whichever level you can afford. Members get lots of exclusive things, like chances to win in-studio visits during live shows. And of course, tons of additional show content, like this fine moment, only heard in the Members Area. I noticed at the end of the of Friday's show, there was a stack of stories in there that were all kind of good and weird in their own way.
Deserving of mention.
However, they might lose their relevancy in the coming days.
I see.
So I don't want to hold it. So I figured we play a little game of Russian Roulette Story Edition.
Okay.
All right. We've got four stories here.
So, E, we're going to put a gun to your head, and I'm going to pick a story, and Mike's going to pull the trigger of the gun.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I want him to pull the trigger. I don't want to be blamed for murder.
Good point.
You know what I mean? So, can you pull your own trigger, E?
You'll still probably get accessory.
Not if it's your gun. And
yeah,
you
all the powder
trigger.
Is on your hands.
Gun,
you could borrow my gun as long as your powder's
you're like,
on.
Oh, my God, I don't know what he was doing upstairs. He was just, like, rummaging through Mike's underwear drawer. I thought he was just sniffing underwear like he usually does.
Yeah, innocently enough. And, no, he found my gun, and... Well, here we are, officer.
Here we are.
You know, the thing is, though...
Have a good day, officer.
Very few brains splattered all over the floor. Tons of skull. Lots of skull.
It's all skull.
It's like teeth and skull. Very little brain matter. It's amazing.
It's 100% teeth, skull, and gum. There's almost no brain matter. This is incredible. Officer's like, did you guys clean up like 50% of the brain matter before we got here?
He shot himself. This is what came out of his head. Just skull.
That's it. You guys sure you didn't pick up like a half
nothing,
a brain?
Nothing.
Throw it away somewhere.
Because we're missing at least half a brain.
So if we polygraph you guys, we're not going to find out that there's 3/4 of a brain somewhere in this house.
Swear to God.
All right. Tremendous amount of skull. Looks like 4 people were murdered here. It's unbelievable. Do you guys care to explain why his penis is in his butt? Well, yeah. I mean, he was already dead. We figured we'd fuck with him a little bit. Sorry, but that's on us. That's our totally our bad. We use gloves, though, so you won't find any fingerprints. So please, do your part to help out as we aim to eke out a modest living and provide life's essentials. Food on the table for our families. Presents under the tree at Christmas. The occasional prostitute and, of course, saving for our kids' college educations. And the hope to wake up one day and realize we're actually living out that simple life we've been dreaming about each night. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. Niggas be hating, I'm rich as a bitch. 100K I spun that on my wrist. $200 spun that on your bitch. Do me your model, put that on my list. Woke up early in my own crib as big as a college. Diamonds cost me a fortune. Them horses all in them Porsches. You pussies can't handle afford it. $4,200 my mortgage. Falling on niggas like Corbett. Fuck all you haters, you bore me. The Detroit Cast continues now, bitches. Here's Mike and Jay.
All right. Welcome back to the Detroit Cast. Mike and Jay. And I believe, gentlemen, you guys each have a couple grievances.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Isis, do you want to go first? Here we go. Know.
Are you second-guessing your grievance?
No, mine was brought up a little earlier, but you can go over the rules.
Should we quickly review the rules of the grievance?
Sure.
One of us will state a grievance. A grievance clock will be put on behind said grievance. We'll have 30 seconds to state our grievance. Yeah. No time thereafter will be... No phrasing thereafter will be counted towards said grievance. Is that understood, gentlemen? So while all of us like to put in some extra argument after, the grievance will be judged on the 30-second period. And it will be judged either a bona fide grievance, you being a pussy, or you being an old man. Mm-hmm. Is that clear, gentlemen?
I do feel like I have gotten a little bit of extra time from time to time to restate something.
I have too, personally.
Follow-up questions are allowed, though, if you want some clarification on something, right?
For the most part. Supposed to be, but you've been allowed it.
Yeah. You know, we've started to amend grievances. It's gotten very mushy lately, is my point, gentlemen. And I think we need to stick to the clock. Ready, okay. E? There we go.
Okay, I guess my grievance is kind of brought up a little earlier, but this thing of Bob Seger's tickets selling out before they even went to the official public, this has happened through many concerts where we have fan clubs that get entries in and stuff. But this one just overdrew the line for me, I guess. The point where they said they went on sale May 10th or whatever they said, and there aren't even tickets available on that date. There should be some tickets left for people that want to go to the fucking box office and get there.
Oh. Mm. No further phrasing, please, Big E.
Yeah.
We've heard your grievance. I thought we heard it about 20 minutes ago as well.
I know, but...
You're not declaring a stolen grievance, are you?
Well...
I don't think it
takes much hearkening to hearken back to this grievance that was just put forth 20 minutes ago.
I had this grievance last week, in fairness. We just didn't do grievances last week. And I think the point is, and this isn't clarifying anything. I said it in the 30 seconds. This is an overall thing to any concert. I just happened to be Bob Seger came up as a pushing point.
Oh, man.
Jay, do you want to make a ruling on this?
I'm going to call him... I'm going to say it's a pussy and an old man for the reasons stated 20 minutes ago.
Boy, oh boy, this is a tough one because this kind of is a pet peeve of mine too.
A pet peeve from a true bona fide grievance, however.
Yeah, I don't know that I can. This is something we all know about that is happening. We all realize it's sort of a problem, but the bands have every right to do it. They're not making their money on ticket sales anymore. And if they can, like just like us, do a members area and give special things to those people that do that, I understand why they would do that.
Oh, it's okay, obviously, with our show.
Yeah. So I'm inclined to say bona fide, but I'm going to have to go old man and possibly pussy as well.
Would say I wish I would have referenced this, and whatever, you already made the things. I wish I would have referenced StubHub in there too. Even though I love StubHub, I think it's always ridiculous when I'm trying to buy Jimmy Buffett tickets. They go on sale Friday, and yet on Wednesday I can buy them on StubHub. And it's like...
Buffet?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. He sells out fast, man.
I think those are being sold from season ticket holders that know they're not going to use them. You know what I mean?
I know, but still.
But automatically get those tickets?
if they've got the right...
Well, that was my grievance.
Well, good try. I wish we hadn't talked about that twice in the last week.
Yeah, I know.
That was the only thing that really took away from that.
Yeah, maybe think of a grievance we haven't talked about before.
Let me do another one.
Well, okay, you know all right,
wait,
ready? Go.
Wait, I think Mike did this one already. You know what? Fast food is bullshit, dude. It's so expensive at this point, and it's not fast anymore. What are we paying for anymore in fast food?
Stolen grievance.
I was at fast food. I don't care. I was at fast food the other day. I'm paying $8 for a goddamn burger and a fries, and then I have to pull ahead as there's five cars pulled ahead, and I'm sitting there for 20 minutes for an $8 fucking burger. I don't care if it's stolen. That's another grievance of mine. Fast food is not fast anymore, and it's not cheap.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't be able to talk to this one.
I will say I've had a little glimpse into this world of yours, this fast food world, because I've been buying these dollar McCafes.
Yeah, the coffee.
Dude, you can get a large coffee at McDonald's. I think I mentioned this before. I'm doing a little McDonald's commercial here. Any size coffee at McDonald's for a buck.
Yeah.
So I've been doing this like at least three times a week. Mm-hmm. I get a little glimpse into what you're talking about because you get in that line. You're stuck in the line. You're waiting for the guy, you know, in front of you to get his four Big Macs and shit. Yeah. And all I want is my coffee and... Doesn't seem fast to me.
I love guys like you in line. When you see there's a big line, you see someone reaching with just like a dollar and get a coffee and leave. You're like, ugh. You know, it's the caravan of family of 10 that's trying to do.
Where the driver's like looking back in the back seat going, what do you want?
Happy meal? What do you want? Which toy do you want? You know, the conversation going on.
Oh, my God.
I hate this too, E, because depending, and as we talked about last week, depending on time of day that you go is everything. I was there again last night. As you know, I had to go get something after the show. I wanted to just go hit Subway or something, but they were closed.
Have you considered grocery shopping at this point?
Yeah, I'm leaning towards that. Okay. But I went to McDonald's yesterday, and a guy who looked like he would sound exactly like, "Mating, I said a meal."
Yeah.
Mating, I said a meal.
And this guy like walks across the parking lot as I'm like, there's two people in front of me, and he starts walking, and he's standing there, and he's just looking around.
Well, what's it got to do with me?
Nothing. But then he goes to the back of the line. He starts standing behind my car. And I'm like, okay, is he... Like, my thought was, he's got something that went awry in his order. He ordered, something wasn't there. And so he's walked around to a desk. I was like, sir, go ahead. You're waiting here. You need to talk to them, obviously. Go ahead in front of me. He's, oh, thank you so much. He's waving this and that. He goes up there and fucking hands him $1.04 for an ice cream cone. So basically, I just let them cut in front of the line.
I thought they wouldn't do that. We tried that when we were kids, try to walk through the drive-thru.
Supposed to. I think they say they won't. Sometimes they'll give people that just will.
They also say they won't give you an extra sauce without charging you, which is bullshit. A lot of times they will. The rules are not very standard. They vary greatly between person to person.
Interesting.
But yeah, then I had to wait in line behind this guy who's literally standing behind cars to get an ice cream cone.
Boy.
Yeah.
They still do that, huh? That vanilla soft serve at McDonald's.
Yeah. Some people love that. Absolutely love it. I don't know what that had to do with E's grievance.
That is stolen grievance, you mean?
Yeah. Basically, your larger bitch, E, is about how shitty employees are now today when they're doing these menial jobs.
I guess.
No, I think he's bitching about the cost of fast food.
The cost is really hitting me more, dude. Even, like, dude, you go to Subway. And you know, you get a Subway sandwich, a foot-long turkey sub is like $7.50.
Yeah, you guys are being pushed. You don't realize it, but you're being pushed to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Go to the grocery store, man.
Well, I do usually try to make
sandwiches
and stuff.
I got like two big family packs of chicken breasts. They're beautiful breasts.
Absolutely gorgeous.
For, I don't know, like $15 total, you know?
Yeah. I know.
Feed a family.
Yeah.
I know.
Two families.
And I do usually try to make sandwiches. Usually today we did not have any chicken. We did not have any turkey breast at the house. And so I didn't want to get fast food. I wanted to get something at least somewhat down the healthier line. And it's like you go to Subway, it's like $7.50 for a turkey footlong sub. It just seems crazy to me, I guess. But
yeah, he does not like the prices. He misses the dollar menu stuff.
He does indeed. All right, here's my grievance. Unnecessary seams, ridges, nooks, and crannies in containers that preclude full extraction of something. So, for example, a food item, the classic example would be yogurt. You can't get it all out because of all the ridges. Other foods, mustard squeeze bottles, ketchups, many peanut butter jars have unnecessary ridges and shit. Non-food item, toothpaste or glue. It's like, I paid for this. I want to get it all out.
Yeah.
And you're winding a knife around to get that peanut butter.
Isn't this stolen?
No, this is not stolen.
We have talked on this show about yogurt before, and the situation with me getting.
I appreciate you crediting me, E, with that.
If we had talked about yogurt before, I guarantee you it was me bitching about it.
Well, nonetheless.
Maybe. I am with you on one thing, though, man. The ridges that are unnecessary. And yogurt's a great example. You don't find it as much with Chobani.
Right.
But those Yoplait that he brings over.
That's ridiculous.
Forget it. Forget it. You could barely get a spoon in that tiny thing, and then you have to either do the finger.
I've paid for every ounce of this shit. Why am I like cutting my finger to go under that ridge to get the rest of the yogurt out?
It's done on purpose just to piss you off. I'm inclined to say old man, but I do like the ridges, bitch.
For somebody who just bitched about the price of food, E, are you not going to give me a bona fide grievance here? I paid for that food. I want my food out of my container.
I do have to because there's no, even though I think we've mentioned it before, I do have to because the reasons he mentions, the Yoplait, peanut butter, same thing. Why aren't containers just, why would it not just be?
It's marketing because they're trying to sell it to us and they want us to want our eye to catch on this,
you're right.
This beautiful little container with ridges on it and a little design. It's you're bullshit. Totally right. So I'm paying more for that.
Yeah. Where exactly is the problem with peanut butter? I think of the jar.
There's like, oftentimes a ridge, like, I don't know, like 2 inches down.
That where you it have gets to, a little wider?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Where you have to go under that, and then the bottom.
It's like, why is that there?
Bevels up, or you've got like a crazy little design on the bottom where you got to like get the knife and kind of
can't get in there and get it all.
It's bullshit. Bona fide grievance.
That is a bona fide grievance. I'll give you that. I think a lot of people can relate to that and have been frustrated by
it. And I was kind enough to think of a solution. Every container should be a cylinder jar about 4 to 5 inches wide with no ridges in it. Glass jar. Glass or plastic.
Yeah.
Think about that. Think about maybe.
What's the downside of this?
Six inches high.
Add 4 inches to what we're looking at now.
4 inches across, and then you can just get a knife in there and take every little bit out.
Yeah.
How about this, too?
What is the potential downside of this? A square bottom
knife. A square bottom knife. So you can get the bottom.
I like that idea a lot.
Why does a knife have to have a bevel on it, like a butter knife? Why can't we have a square bottom butter knife?
Let's think about this, gentlemen. You could even have the ridges on it and have a flat top.
Yes.
You know, so you could still cut your steak with it. Dude, we fucked up the invention of knives. We did knives wrong.
Damn it.
I mean, yeah, if you're looking to stab someone, it's easier with the point, but we don't, it's really kind of unnecessary. We rarely stab people. Is there anything you use that flat tip for other than stabbing people?
You know what you use it for is getting shit out of all those ridges they put in fucking product or packaging.
What about when you got to scrape dog shit out of the treads on a shoe? Do you need the pointed knife then? Or can you just use the flat
top? Because the flat top would still have the angles.
Yeah.
But the flat top would allow you to just gloss that bottom of the jar that I'm describing.
Dude, I like this. So you're...
I'm picturing.
Going to draw the flat knife.
Yeah, you know, like you got the little cut things, and it's just flat here.
I wonder if anyone's made that.
I don't know.
Makes perfect sense.
Hold it up for the class.
It's not the greatest drawing, I'll admit.
You get the sense of it.
It's not that bad. It's good enough.
So picture just a glass cylinder.
Yeah.
All right. All your peanut butter comes in a 6-inch high. 3 to 4 inch wide, you know, glass cylinder, and then you've got your flat top knife.
But you know what, dude?
Then something you get everyone's gonna do that. Butter out of there.
Everyone's gonna do that, and then one company again will be like, we need to separate ourselves from
it's
the others.
It's that son of a bitch Steve who stopped hibernating.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like there's
same mentality.
I feel like there's something obvious we're missing because that seems like an easy one. That solution I like. And there must be people that are laughing going, oh, gentlemen, we've tried this before to disastrous results.
No, I don't know what that would be. Disastrous results. It's just simply marketing. They want theirs to look a little bit differently. They want to put some ridges on there that catch the eye.
No, I get that.
Pleasing to the hand.
I'm talking about the knife. I'm back on the knife, dude. I think you've got a genius invention here.
Yeah,
and I'm trying to think.
Knife.
I'm trying to think what the downside.
There's no downside.
I just like how he's just
dude, you
declared.
There's no downside, but here's what people will argue. Well, when you spread, you know, you spread all the way to the tip, which I think can be done with the
overrated,
flat top
overrated, dude. You don't have
agree with
to
you.
Spread
completely
all the way to the
agree.
Tip.
I'm just telling you what the other side will say.
That's more of a byproduct of the spread than it is you like needing to get that. You can do the same process with a flat.
I'm glad you agree with me.
Yeah, for sure, dude. Plus... All right. I just keep coming back to there's got to be a reason, because why wouldn't someone do this? You know, there's an argument to be made for the...
Or they just gave it away, by the way, to people, and now you didn't...
It's my idea, everybody.
You got patent pending, I guess.
Don't you dare patent this.
Yeah. Trademark that. What are you going to call it?
Oh, man. I don't know.
Flat bottom knife?
Yeah, flat top knife.
Could you go knife, N-I-F-E, drop the silent K?
For what reason?
Just to stand out, like you're talking about.
My flat top on the knife already stands out. I don't need to take the K off it.
Well, we should look into that, dude, because I think that's seriously a good fix to a lot of that. Won't help with your yogurt situation, but
right,
it's
we
a
need
good start for peanut butter.
Well, it's a great start for peanut butter, but if we work in tandem, if we have the packaging,
yeah,
do what
work.
I said, and then we have the knives, then problem solved.
Yeah.
Grievance doesn't exist.
You expect the standard silverware company to side with Jif or Skippy on this one and work as a tandem?
Jif and Skippy can't even agree on, you know, on crunchiness factor.
Yeah.
You think where they're going to agree on a fucking jar? No, I don't.
Yeah. I don't either. What were you going to say?
You know what? I realized I like crunchy peanut butter better. I was going to say, can we not just get to the squeezable peanut butter? But I guess that's not going to work.
No, squeezable shit. You lose a lot in there, too. Think about the mustard container.
Oh, you lose so much in a mustard container and a ketchup
toothpaste
container.
Is the worst.
Yeah. We've all done that. We don't have another tube, so we're trying like hell to get that last squeeze out so that you can just brush your teeth
toothpaste
tonight.
Toothpaste is a
get racket.
I bet if you open that up, like imagine how much is probably really stuck to the... To that, you know,
that base,
that container, just the whole, well, even just on the inside, stuff would just be all in there.
Are you guys suggesting you could get another week of brushing out
of
what's left?
A couple
in
times,
there?
Maybe take some scissors to it next time. Just open that son of a bitch up.
Yeah, I usually do the knife and start at the bottom and just scrape up, and then I can usually get a good couple days out of that.
But still, you've got this area, okay. You got this area right in here. This is what I'm concerned with.
Yeah, that's the biggest concern.
Right below the bevel, you know?
There's nothing you can do about that aside from scissors.
Because you squeeze. I agree. You get every bit of it here, but then you're losing it on the bevel.
And you know how many people are out there that are like, fuck it, and just chuck that shit too? They don't give it even like one squeeze. It's probably countless.
And why is the bevel there? Because it's pleasing to the eye.
Yeah.
Because some marketer decided that. God damn
I would
them.
Agree.
God damn
agree.
Them to hell. Insurance, we all need it, and most of us don't know what kind of coverage we have or who provides it. Let fellow TDC listener Brent Wasick from Wasick Insurance Services change all that. Brent has over 29 years in the business and offers all types of insurance coverage, auto, home, health, life, business, commercial, and more. Call Brent Wasick at 734-455-1900. Get a free no-obligation quote today. Again, that's 734-455-1900. Ask for Brent Wasick at Wasick Insurance.
Hey, did you see Ford got a new CEO today?
Saw that.
Yeah. They've ousted Mark Fields.
Yeah, and his mullet.
Yeah. Gone.
He had a killer mullet.
Did he? What, did he still?
Yeah. When he came in, dude, I have family who's worked for Ford for years, and that was the big take on that dude. Ah, check out his mullet. As he was rising through the ranks, like, check him out.
Yeah.
That guy's hilarious. Look at his mullet. And then he became CEO, and I think he, you know, started to get it trimmed down.
Yeah, it's a good move.
Still odd hair, though. He had odd hair till the end.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I see you there. I see what he's doing.
He's a wee little man, too. I think we walked by him at the auto show last year, maybe, and just a wisp of a man.
Yeah, just go by and you won't even notice it. Well, Jim Hackett is now taking over. He's the former CEO from Steelcase.
Yeah.
Do you know Steelcase?
Yep. I think they do office furniture.
Off like IKEA?
Right. No, sort of. I think they do like desks and stuff, but cubicles.
I guess they're blaming the lagging stock prices and some sales being down.
Yeah, some small things like that.
Yeah, that's the real issue here. They said stock price is down 37% from when Fields took over in July of 2014. Bill Jr. said, look, we're as frustrated as you are by the stock price. We're moving from a position of strength to transform.
Can we agree
food.
That he loved his hair? You know, he was all about his
hair.
He
was a hockey fan. He looks like he would have been a hockey fan.
Yeah.
Doesn't he?
Had it just poking down below his helmet.
Yeah. It's kind of a sweet look back in the 80s, you know. We're looking to transform Ford in the future. This is the cut and paste stamp of CEO hire.
Yeah, the Jack Barker.
Yeah.
So we're bringing in an old white guy to do this.
Perfect, yeah. No chicks maybe applied. No black guys applied. I don't know. They praised Hackett. He's the right CEO to lead Ford forward. during this transformative period.
Well, most recently he was at U of M, right, as the interim athletic director.
Yeah, brought in Harbaugh.
Yeah,
good move. So yeah, the move puts an abrupt end to the nearly 3-year tenure of Fields, who got the job when Alan Mulally left, and that was going to be tough shoes to fill. I mean, Mulally did a lot to keep this company afloat during some really difficult times and through the city bankruptcy and, you know, the big move they made in Congress to
well, they were the one of the big three that did not take government funds.
Oh, that's right.
They did not.
Yeah. So, yeah. But, you know, a lot of people say Mulally goes down as like one of the key figures in Ford history. And so replacing this guy is going to be tough. The guy, you know, the guy that came in to replace him. So he's going to be in charge of overhauling the company's culture. He was credited with doing the same thing at Steelcase, where he reduced the company's emphasis on cubicle furniture and cutting costs.
Well, I wonder what Fields' golden parachute will be. I think he made like $20 million last year or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
It's good work if you can get it.
Yeah. CEO at Ford? Sure. Sure. Do you remember the Long Island Lolita, Amy Fisher?
Absolutely, yeah. That was a huge story.
Dude, it was. She is the one, if you're younger, that started banging Joey Buttafuoco. You can't even make this stuff up. She was 16. He was like 35 or 39 at the time.
Yeah.
And the Long Island Lolita wanted his wife, Mary, was it Mary Jo Buttafuoco?
Yeah, I think so.
Wanted her out of the way and this and that. I think, I don't remember if Amy went to her house.
Yeah, showed up at her doorstep. She opened the door and boom, opened fire right in her face, man.
Right in the face.
And but she totally survived it.
She did and was able to finger Amy after that, but she's got that whole, like,
sure. Took a bullet to the face, kind of messed up some muscles.
When you take a bullet to the face, it's just one of those things you don't really recover all that well from. Some people have done it.
Mary Jo is one of them that did it. Anyway, she went to jail for like 6 years for that. She was only 16 at the time. And what do you think she's doing now?
I know what she's doing now. E, what do you think she's doing now?
Amy Fisher?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure, well, I can't believe, I would have thought CEO of Ford maybe would have been, but I guess that job's taken.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Something really high up, partner at a law firm or something.
What about porn, E? Oh,
damn, I would never.
How about porn out of her bedroom?
I got to be honest with you, that picture does not look half bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
How old is she?
I don't know. She's got to be like 30, late 30s, early 40s maybe.
Okay.
And I like the titty. She's got a bra and panties on here. I like the titty that's.
You can't make
a
call off one picture like that, Mike.
I think you can, though. There's a lot of questions being answered in this photo.
You think so?
Yeah. I like that titty hanging down there, and her can looks good. You don't see it?
She looks fine in that, but I have a feeling if you pulled up more, you wouldn't be as impressed.
Yeah.
I just have a feeling.
Well, she's been found to be making porn now, as you mentioned, out of the bedroom of her Long Island home where she lives with her two children, which is always good. She is charging $10 a minute for video chats where she records herself in the nude.
She's old, dude.
Is she? What year was that? Like 95, 96? And she was 16 at the time.
Yeah, so she's like 40, early 40s.
She became, let's see, the New York Post found Fisher pleasuring herself with sex toys in front of a webcam in her family's Long Island home. Come on, guys, talk dirty to me. Tell me what you want to do to me. As she's soloing her bean and stuff. I'm all alone here. You guys need to tell me what to do. So you just got these douchebags at $10 a minute sitting on there going,
stick it in your butt. All right, now put it in your mouth.
It's just so absurd.
Oh.
In her online profile, she describes herself as a horny housewife alone during the day. She falsely claims to be 33. Not 33, sorry.
How can someone who, with a name that people would know, just say an age like that?
Is she going by a different name or is she?
Well, she tried like a week ago to say like, oh, that's not me. That's, you know, stolen identity or something, but now they've put it together and they're absolutely certain it's her. In fact, her ex-husband kind of confirmed it. She also says she likes sweet, sexy men. I will chat with you all day. Love getting to know you. As long as you're paying $10 a minute, keep that in mind. Then she's all about getting to know you a little bit.
Of course.
Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to noon. It's not a bad gig, right? 9 to noon, if you can support.
Yeah, that seemed like good hours.
Yeah, not bad. So the guy she was married to is a cop in New York. I certainly don't approve of what she's doing, but we're divorced 2 years now. I can't force her not to do it. He suggested to his ex-wife that she get a smaller home, get a normal job, and she's like, no, I'm spoiled. I need more money, and there's plenty to be made out there. It's just so sad. That is sad. You know, it's a horrible story originally, and Buttafuoco was such an unlikable dude.
Who really blew that up? Was that like an early Howard Stern story that really went crazy, or was that that guy? Damn it, dude. The guy who chain-smoked, had all the fights on his show.
Oh, you're talking about Richard... Yeah, the mouth. Yeah, the mouth logo.
Is that one of those stories on that show?
I want to say it was more National Enquirer.
Hmm. Okay.
But probably all of those
played
a huge
role.
New
York media.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, exactly. And
who was Buttafuoco? Like, who was?
He was just some guy. He owned like an auto shop.
Okay, yeah, so he worked at an auto shop.
It wasn't a celebrity situation.
No, but they became celebrities
because of how it went. Okay.
Yeah, because you had this meathead fucking Joey Buttafuoco. He looks like.
They were all over the place, E. It was crazy. Yeah. All the Inside Editions that shit were eating it up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's enough that I even know about it.
A huge story. Yeah. That was on par with Bobbitt, with Lorena chucking the dick out the car window, and probably one of the bigger stories in the country until like OJ hit.
It might have been like it was right on that first wave of tabloid journalism on TV, you know, kind of like I just mentioned Inside Edition.
Yeah.
Where it was one of those stories that just kept digging, they kept getting cameras, microphones in front of their faces, and everybody had an exclusive on Joey Buttafuoco.
Yes, and they'd catch him all the time, like leaving his shop, and he'd yell something to the camera people.
Yeah.
It was one of those that mixed a lot of things. You had this kind of, you had this love triangle thing. You had a child at 16, and the wife being shot in the face. Like, you had all these aspects to that case that made it really appealing to the mass media. I don't know that was, like, wasn't OJ the first, like, big-time celebrity covered round-the-clock trial? Like, I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember that trial being covered. I don't remember that being the issue. I remember a lot of microphones in their faces as they were leaving their jobs or their homes. And. Mm-hmm.
Just an auto body shop owner who had an affair with some young chick, essentially, right?
Yep.
Wow.
Do you even remember that story, E?
No, not really.
Yeah.
I know the names. Like, I do know the name Buttafuoco, and when you say Amy Fisher, like, I know that name, but I just told you, I obviously didn't even remember that part.
There's been a lot of, like, made-for-TV movies about that story.
It was Morton Downey Jr., I was thinking of, by the way.
Yes. I was thinking, he's got another celebrity's name. Robert Downey Jr. is who I was thinking, but it's Morton Downey Jr.
Yeah,
That probably was something that was featured on his thing. But yeah, that's one of those things when you get that kind of level of infamy, like you can't go back to a normal job. Like it is what it is. Joey Buttafuoco is forever Joey Buttafuoco from that story.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's not going to be able to go like, I suppose he could open his own shop, but he's going to be dealing with that for the rest of his life, you know?
Yeah,
Amy,
it's a recognizable enough name, too.
Yeah. Yep.
Joey Buttafuoco.
Toix, Jay.
Oh, boy. Got a run on these last few weeks, it seems like.
Yeah.
They kind of ebb and flow, don't they?
Yeah.
Of course, we're talking about the Teacher of the Year candidate.
Yeah. I don't know if we're going to say that about her. There's her picture.
Cherub-like?
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
And Cherubian?
Jacqueline McLaren is her name. It's a middle school teacher. Has been sentenced to 2 years in prison. So they're starting to bring the hammer a little bit on some of these people. She pled guilty to sending nude photos to and engaging in sexual acts with a gaggle of teens.
She only got 2 years. Didn't The Ronk here in Grosse Pointe or wherever that was just get hammered with like 5 years or something?
Yeah. There's been a couple of those recently where chicks are being taken. Now, you expect it with the guys. But the chicks is a different one. Some of them have just been like, you're a probation. Get out of here, you.
Yeah.
But some of them are, you know, you're starting to see that buzz in the media. Like, this is bullshit. You know, if
well, judges don't want to be criticized publicly because these things are so prevalent now. And I think it was picking up steam. Like, why aren't they being prosecuted like men are? And so judges are like, oh, okay, I don't want to be part of the story. So you're getting 5 years.
Wow. She was arrested after 8 teenage boys six of whom were her students, came forward to accuse her. So this is how this began, and this is why this sucks, because she's one of these that a male student found nude photos of her while using her phone in class and then started a blackmail scheme against her. So
she started out a total victim. That's bullshit. Somebody grabs your phone and starts going through it.
Why are you able to use your teacher's cell phone during class where he has time to go into your photos and then send them to all his boys? And so these guys, the balls, man, the balls. I don't know where they get it. So he, of course, showed every one of these nude pictures to his friends during her French class. And then after she asked him to give the phone back to her, one of the boys said, "Yeah, we're going to need more pictures in exchange for your silence."
The blackmail begins.
Eighth grade, dude. Think about that.
Diabolical.
It's incredible. I can't imagine the circumstance where I would have the balls to stand up to my teacher at any point in that age range.
But if you have pictures like that.
I would be so worried for what I could get in trouble for. You know, it's just crazy to me. She admitted to sending photos of her titties in 2014 to one of the boys using Snapchat. Another boy also received pictures on Snapchat in the summer of 2014. She admitted she later met both boys at a local trail where, you know, we had some beers. And then took them back to her car where she fondled and kissed them, stroked their penises a little bit.
What an immature woman. Like, think about it. She's 36, 37 years old.
36.
And that's like a fun night for you. Go meet up with 16-year-olds and drink a couple beers. Like,
but if they're blackmailing her and like, get us some beer, get us some, and let us play with your titties.
Yeah.
And we'll go
but
away.
I guess I'm just reacting to the overall story. Like, not this chick specifically, but these toiks. How does this happen where you get interested in these dudes? I don't know. We've been over and over it. We're never going to find the answer.
And it started off with them taking her phone and then just seeing that she had these pictures and saying they were going to tell, right? Why didn't she just say, like, dude, you stole my phone. I can have pictures on my phone that aren't from her view.
Yeah,
hindsight, I bet she would agree with you.
A third student said McLaren started sending nude photos of herself to him when he was. Oh, by the way, the two guys that she jiggled their penises a little bit and kissed and stuff, she ended up blowing both of them that day too in the park. So, four students showed police screenshots of her titties with her face visible. The sixth boy was 15 when she sent him a video. She really likes fondling her own titties.
How do you get anything done in French class after that?
You don't.
Bonjour!
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
You're just sitting there like... I've
seen Mrs. Titties.
The beeger from that chick teaching us right now.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He and the... So the boy that was 15, he was sent videos of her playing with her titties. He and the seventh complainant... who also received photos of her titties, were both her students at the time. The final complaint was from a 17-year-old.
How do you get up to seven complainants and you're thinking like you're somehow going to get out of this? Like you are so doomed with one, let alone seven.
Yeah, it's one of those where the car's brakes have been cut and it's cruising downhill and there's no stopping it now. Because once you make the decision to like pay up to them for the blackmail thing, like it's a whole different ballgame. So the 17-year-old said she sent him photos of her titties and a video of herself nude and performing a sex act on someone. She will have 2 years probation after her release. She's banned from using social media. She cannot be in contact with anyone under 18 online. She's banned from going near playgrounds or public places where children are likely to be for 10 years. She'll also be registered as a sex offender for sexual treatment.
What a mess.
What a situation.
Oh, isn't that awful? And these ones are the creepy ones to me. This other teacher.
Oh, this guy, yeah. Oh, lock him up.
Look at that dude. 51-year-old teacher.
Middle-aged man.
Yeah.
Going through a bit of a crisis. Don't mind me over here.
He's been arrested for allegedly touching one of his middle school students inappropriately. He was charged with assault and battery over the incident at Greer Middle School in South Carolina. He tried to give a young female student a hug while in class just prior to spring break last month.
What's wrong with that, Mike?
So far, nothing. What if she needs it? She could be crying. Who knows what's going on? You give her a nice little hug and pat on the can. Isn't that how you're supposed to handle that?
No.
Shit. She told her teacher no as he was trying to give her this hug and attempted to run away from him. However, he allegedly chased her down and hugged her from behind. That's a bit where you're going over the line, right? The young student told police that Thomas had made her feel uncomfortable on occasions before, including times when he would whisper in her ear,
"You've got beautiful hair."
With his boner in her back.
What a move. What a pickup move.
"You've got beautiful hair."
That's right up there with,
"All the candy you need is right here."
Probably had like coffee breath. This poor little girl.
Ugh. So he claims that he did it one other time. Tell her like, "Oh man, this is crazy. You and your girlfriend should get together, you know, and I'll just film you guys goofing around."
What?
Yeah, sure.
That's a guy who's just putting his toe in the water, you know.
Yeah,
just wants to
see if anyone will bite. I didn't say anything explicit. What? I just said goofing around. Yeah. What's the problem?
Goofing, you know.
Goofing around.
I just can't imagine having that relationship with a teacher at all. I just never got cool enough to have one of those, you know.
But 2 years for her, that kind of sucks. Did you have a read there, Jay?
No, I have some posts to get to, though.
Oh, do you?
I'm looking forward to it.
You want to get to them?
No, not yet. Carry on.
Lastly, there was another story about a guy that got shit-faced and decided, you know, why not? Some people break into homes. Some people lay under a bench. Some people get a hotel room. This particular gentleman decided to take a nap on the trunk of a car. And
what kind of car? Can you tell? Some sort of sedan.
That's a Ford.
Looks like a Taurus.
Yeah.
So you can picture that. Not a huge back trunk area.
Yeah. And we don't mean in the trunk either.
Yeah, just on top.
Like on top of it. And so this couple, and I'll tell you their names, and maybe that will determine how old they are. So you've got Carl Webb and his wife Hazel. And they had spent Thursday night at a Memphis barbecue fest before they drove home on the freeway.
Well, I'm 86 years old. What do you want with me?
About, and yes, you are hearing this correctly, 14 miles into the journey, an officer pulls him over and said, because he sees some guy like crashed on the back of this car, sleeping. The officer comes up and is like, "Hey, mister, are you aware there's a body on your trunk?"
Oh, shit.
So I got out, we walked around, and sure enough, there he was, still hanging on, still unconscious, just laying there. It's unbelievable. Think about getting
unconscious. He wasn't, I was picturing this guy like his fingers, just the
he
strongest
was
fingers
out
in the
drunk.
World. So he never grasped it. He just, gravity kept him on there somehow?
I guess.
How is that possible?
I don't know. Unless he's got like his other hand here is just like locked on the, where the trunk goes up, and he's using that to hang on. But they said cops went up to him and the other people, and he was still out cold. They're doing flashlights in his face. I think there are other pictures of you, too.
14 miles, dude.
Think about that. Doing 65, cooking on the freeway.
There he is.
Yep.
Yeah, dude. How's that possible?
I don't know.
How weird would that be to see for a cop, though, just driving down the road and seeing this guy on the back of this car like that?
Was it's Carl insane. Just fucked up or what? How do you not look in your rearview mirror, side view mirror, something?
Yeah.
You're getting into the car? I don't know.
It sounds like he and his wife were parked somewhere where they've got like aisles. So either parking structure or something. And so when they came out to their car, they were walking on either side of their car and they just opened the doors and got in. And
so then he's facing outward. The thing's like backed into a spot maybe.
Either that or the other way around where it's pulled in and well, yeah,
whatever.
It's probably
they
the way you say.
They didn't walk past the trunk.
They claim obviously. They didn't, but dude, there's no way you'd miss him in a rearview mirror. He claims he's got one of those shade things. You know, those things that people put on their windshield.
When it's really hot.
Yeah. And they said there were one of those on there, and so he didn't see it over there. I'm like, dude, we've all been in cars with that stuff. You can see through that. How would you not notice a giant fucking body of a homeless guy? It's incredible. And then they said that they haven't identified this guy, but they're like, we have not announced any charges being brought yet for the sleeping. I'm like, what are you going to charge him with? I mean, I don't think you charge anybody, but what are you going to charge him with?
I know.
He just like crashed on the trunk of a car. Like he wasn't driving and he's allowed to be drunk.
Public intoxication. That's it.
Really? You think so? Yeah.
Unless he damaged the car. I don't know.
Maybe.
It's crazy.
Whiz on it. Hey, should we get to some, email
we or? Should. Before we do that, though, Mike, the Amazon link. Everybody out there, please use it. It's on DetroitCast.com above the fold. You can't miss it. It's a great way to support the show. Just click on that. Shop as you normally do through Amazon. We get a bit of a kickback, so it's a great way to support us, as I said.
Yes.
Now, on to post, the reading of post. I received a postcard from the Four Seasons Hotel in St. Louis, Mike.
You and your postcards.
This is from Jeff.
All right.
Gentlemen and Big E, another postcard for Jay's collection, going on a real vacation soon, so maybe some more less lame ones to come. Goodbye, BUI. Huh? It's a nice hotel. Yeah. Love the Four Seasons in Chicago. Never been to that one in St. Louis.
I haven't either. How nice are they? Are they awesome?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Now, we're starting to get doubles, gentlemen.
Oh, no. The pasty pasty one.
This concerns me. We got the pasty pasty one. You decide. It says it's got the chick. We already went over whether she's fat or not. We don't need to do it again.
Yeah.
But it says, yeah, from the UP, eh? From Puzz?
Sure. Sure.
Is it yeah from the UPA or is it yay? Yeah, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, from Ishpeming, Michigan.
Ishpeming?
Ishpeming. Yeah, the teacher from Ishpeming. Yeah, I think you guys declared her fat.
Yeah, not exactly like model-esque, but
no,
fine.
Boy, I would have thought we wouldn't have seen a duplicate of this one, of all the ones. Like, I could see if people send you the hunk on the beach.
Right.
At Florida, or the random four girls in
bikinis. No, you're right. That is a bit random to receive the pasty pasty double up.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's just not that many up north, maybe.
Maybe.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, we'll watch out for those. Ottawa Dave writes in, good morning, podcast heroes. Now, E, tell me if this has been read in the last week or so.
Okay.
I might have read this and put it back in the pile. Mike says I didn't.
Okay. I don't remember it.
Longtime loyal listener here.
Yep, read.
That had an epiphany.
Nope, I don't think so.
While listening to the Mongo discuss his recent bumbling attempt at a heterosexual relationship.
No.
Okay. You don't remember being called a Mongo?
Just even the beginning. I would have that was such a that's pretty unique beginning.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
I am personally still in shock that any vagined female would even consider spending any one-on-one time with a person that openly admitted that for a time, as an adult.
Oh, wait a minute. Dude,
it was too much work to wipe his ass.
Keep reading. You might have read this before,
I think I did.
Dude. Now I'm thinking about
after
it.
After making what? Dung. I read this.
I don't think you did.
Okay, keep going.
I either read it
or... Someone had either read this exact one or someone had the very similar phrasing.
Or that while in the shower, it's too much work to do anything other than stand there. Think for a minute about the process. Think about what would happen if after dropping a shit, you just stood up, pulled up your drawers, and proceeded about your day.
It's the remote.
I think we got hung up on this. I think I started to read it, and he started bitching.
Okay.
Fuck you, dude. Dude, I don't remember the dung comment.
Yeah, I don't either.
My God, the itching, the slippery cheeks, the stained underwear, and the stench long before things could dry out enough to form poop flakes.
This has not been read.
Okay.
I'm telling you, this has not been read. And it's the most disturbing fact of anything E's told us. I'm not offended by the jacks. I don't care about the hookers getting tea. I think they're hilarious. The part where he went through years where he would take a shit and just pull up his pants is mind blowing to me.
That and the fact that he would rather be pissed on by a dude than a chick.
Both disturbing, but the shit one I think is worse.
Yeah, it's very fundamentally just so against nature.
Like what you're talking about, that whole itchy butthole thing is brutal.
Dude, I remember reading this because I remember thinking, man, I've changed some diapers and I have seen some fucking diaper rash.
I swear to God, I can't tell, dude. I can't tell because I feel like you read one very similar to this last week or you read this and like you said, maybe
you would know, dude.
I don't remember the dung comment, like Mike said. I don't remember the shower comment, unless like you said.
You don't remember it because you were going, fuck you, fuck, maybe. Fuck you.
Yeah, you could have been taking a knee at that point.
But the dung, I definitely
You'd remember the word dung?
No.
I think I would remember the word dung.
I feel like I would remember introducing him as a Mongo. That's kind of
unique.
I agree
with that. At the beginning, yeah. I didn't remember either, so.
Anyway, that guy allegedly has a real living female interested in getting to know him, and he does every single stupid thing that you should never do when trying to impress the best image of yourself upon a potential mate. It's crystal clear that he is just not interested or capable in a relationship with a real woman.
Well, he is retarded. Can't hold that against him.
Got that right. Joe writes
in. I don't know what else to say. I made some mistakes there for sure. It definitely wasn't from lack of interest. So that's all I can say.
Joe writes in, E getting some. Hey, guys, a listener wrote in telling E to settle for a BJ. There is no settling. BJ over biological sex any day. Biological sex.
Really?
Think about it. It really is the best. It is the best completion that occurs. It is, says Joe. Really is the best. If completion occurs, it is. I mean, I just want my penis stroked to completion. I'm on record.
Mouth, hand.
I'm on record.
You don't care.
Well, I care. I mean, I
Yeah.
I love doing it, just like the next guy, but I guess I've never thought about ranking
Look,
the manner in which my penis is stroked to completion.
There's a clear pecking order on this.
Is there?
Yes, dude. It's not even close. Like, hand is fine. Great. We're sitting on the couch. You want to get the ball rolling with a little handy. Fine. But that, you know, and you could technically take that to completion, but it doesn't make it, like, that great. It's better than your own hand. I'll give you that. I think the mouth comes in, and that's clear. The mouth is a great, for most people, is a great starting point. And then if you can flip that into a closing with actual sex, I think that's your best case scenario.
E? Unsure? I think actual sex, where you're actually pleasing a woman, is the ideal, right? Where you're both getting off.
Sure.
That's the key. But if you're just talking about some gross chick at a bar, then maybe Joe has a point, you know? But if you're talking about real intimacy, Mike.
Yeah. I just think there's such a gap between BJ, HJ, all that, and intercourse.
Yeah.
Big gap. I say that, you know,
I guess it depends.
Admitting I love a good BJ.
It depends on what you're after, I suppose. I can see Joe going, dude, if you're at a bar, you just want to go out to the car and get a quick BJ. You don't want to bang this chick.
Yeah. But he's talking about E, though, the overall on
point,
dates.
The overall point is really putting in E's head, like, dude, maybe biological sex, as Joe said, isn't the end-all be-all for what you're after. It ought to be a BJ. Switch gears a little bit.
Yeah.
It's not a bad point.
That email was not read before.
Anna writes in, long-term casting bag partner. Listen up, gentlemen. This is an offer we can't refuse.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, I'm Anna. We are specializing in casting water pumps, motors, and alternators. Sounds promising. Mm-hmm. As we know, excessive price competition has troubled us in the past 2 years and even still now. Everyone are looking for a factory. Everyone are.
Absolutely. Who's not?
Who charge competitive price but with high quality. The same we have tried and did to save the cost and keep the good quality for our partners. If you're interested, let's talk more. E, follow up, please.
Yeah, get so interesting. On top of that.
Who the fuck is sending spam like that out? What?
It's like you're not even trying now. That is no effort.
No one is going to respond to this.
Maybe Nana. Could you see Nana responding to something like that? If you put her in charge of the email for a week?
Well, problem is, she didn't have any idea.
You are so far away from a successful fish.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you have to have someone that has a computer. Because I feel like
is in the market for a water pump.
Well, once you get to the point where if you know how to answer email, then I feel like you must have a mild amount of intelligence, like, to read that and be like, oh, I'm in.
No, I'm totally with you. I don't know who is this targeting.
Like, I know.
Is anyone else going, oh, wow, that's amazing. Like some prince in wherever wants to give me half of his multi-million-dollar load.
Yeah.
Well, this is great. This is great news. But people must be.
Is it possible that something like that, though, there's some Chinese man who doesn't speak English, and he's like, you write spam email for me.
Yeah.
And there's some American or some English-speaking guy like, okay, I'll rattle off like 10 different ones.
Yeah.
And here's one that he turned in.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Chinese guy, good, very good.
Very good. Get it sent out. I think it's just a numbers thing. Hit as many of those boxes as you can, and there's going to be some fucking asshole out there that's sending Joel Olstein money every month. What are you laughing at, E?
Just the numbers game and this idea of like sending out a billion of these emails.
Yeah. It's the value pack of advertising.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Just send it out there and.
Not a real leaned in audience.
No. No, it's not.
Randy writes in.
Randy!
Go through hell before you get to heaven. Now, this relates to something we talked about a couple months ago. I have to admit, this was deep within a pile of email.
Yeah.
But it's relevant, gentlemen. Good day, sirs. I wanted to back up E's statement a couple months ago about when you said you had to go through hell to get to heaven. Remember saying that, E?
Yeah, I do.
And Mike said he's never heard that phrase before. It turns out that is a line in the song Big Old Jet Airliner by Steve Miller.
Really?
You know you got to go through hell before you get to heaven. Big old jet airliner.
Big old jet had a light on.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
P.S. as a follow-up to my
I recognize that get to heaven. I didn't realize the first half of that was what he said.
Yeah. No, you got to go through hell before you get to heaven. P.S. As a follow-up to my letter about my multiple road trips out west, this was a dude who took the microbus Volkswagen out
west. Excellent. Love it.
When I lost my axle, the tire did indeed go flying and would have killed someone if it hit them. So this was back when we were talking about tires flying off cars. Yeah. Of course, brought up the greatest video ever. Mm-hmm. What was that, Brazil, where that happened? The gentleman walking down the street hitting the head.
Yeah, with his daughter, I believe.
We were driving along, says Randy, and the back tire just dropped off and went flying into a nearby horse field. It was dark, so we couldn't find it, but ended up renting a car the next day to go find it, since it would have cost us $350 more and taken 3 additional days to order new parts, since we were in the middle of nowhere in Montana.
Wow.
Got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Mike, sucks. We will save the rest for tomorrow.
All right.
And before we go, we'll watch the greatest internet video of all time.
Yeah, one last time. All right.
Man gets hit in the head.
Yeah, heads up, sir. Here it comes.
Oh, God, watch out! Ha!
It
flattened. Just
dude,
flattened.
It's he's not. Don't even bother, man. He's not getting up.
Oh,
you
the universe!
Be laughing at that. It's just not.
The universe is amazing.
This guy back here.
Oh shit!
Oh my God! I saw that time to get out of here. No, I better do something. Probably should help that guy. Oh, I got the tire.
Oh my God,
dude! It's just the greatest video ever. Greatest video ever. All right, let's call it a day there. Do you have anything you needed to plug? Do you have a show coming up or anything?
Actually, I am going to be in Saginaw on Wednesday, but I forget what the freaking place is called because I didn't think about it.
Yeah,
but well, it's only 2 days. But it's on the website. So. It's on the website under the events page, which is updated. So
you know, people are there are more people that are going to hear this on the show than on the website.
I know, but I'm telling them. I know, but they, I don't.
Maybe
remember.
You could go to the events page really quick and find.
Maybe
it.
I could. Here.
Well, it's too late. We're running out. We're running out. Of yes.
Time
clock is ticking down. Well, thanks everybody for hanging with us today. Guess we'll do it again tomorrow.
E, anything?
It's at Hills Bar, in Saginaw, 9 p.m.
All right,
Wednesday.
Go see E. Support E. And with that, we'll call it a day, gentlemen. Thanks everybody for hanging with us. We'll do it again tomorrow.
You've been listening to the Detroit Cast with your hosts Mike and Jay. From all of us at Radio for One Studios, thank you for listening. And as always, thank you, Detroit.